two things you could do is, number one, find your purpose, like reason to reap results. Like even reading, if you could just sensitize you and just really feel fully associated to the benefits of what you're going to get from doing those things. It's so interesting, people, human behavior, because I think that the treasure that most people seek is hidden in the work that they're avoiding.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I have gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest, where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure, and that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
I wanted to, you touched on it this before, and I thought this would be a good segue. We've been talking a little bit about some of the innate superpowers that I think humans have over, you know, other, you know, robots and AI and stuff. Let's flip it, because I know you and I, you know, we geek out over superheroes all the time. I remember, I can't remember where we were, but we were sitting beside each other and I was on my phone for a second and I put it down. I flipped it over so I wouldn't be bothered by the notifications. And you looked at my phone case and you laughed and then you showed me yours, and mine was Wonder Woman. I think yours was Iron Man. So why don't we talk about supervillains? Let's talk about kryptonite. Is there, you know, would you classify things as, in terms of modern day life, do we have any supervillains or kryptonite that we deal with every day?
There are a number of ones that we could identify, and I think everyone could relate to them because they're ever present, and they weren't necessarily as powerful as they were in previous generations, but now they're at their peak and they're just growing more and more powerful. And their power comes from this exponential technology, this digital world that we live in. So four of them I could list right away. Like digital supervillains, the number one is digital overload. Too much information, too little time. I think everyone could relate to that we're all just, it's like taking a sip of water out of a fire hose just to be able to, we're drowning in this information, and it's creating health challenges. You know, we talk about wellness and optimal health. It's information anxiety, information fatigue syndrome, higher blood pressure, compression of leisure time, more sleeplessness. You know, or even if people have a break, they can't even enjoy because their mind is still distracted and multitasking, which we know is just you know, a myth in general. It's task switching. Mm-hmm. So I think that to combat that, we have the superpower, you know, about learning faster, about reading faster, be able to catch up. You can get ahead also, you know, and be able to process all these things that we need to read, all these books on our shelf that just sit on our shelf. And as our mutual friend Lisa Nichols says, it becomes shelf help and not self-help, right? We buy books and we don't read them because we're just overloaded with them. So that's one, digital overload. Digital distraction, that's one's pretty much self-explanatory. The supervillain that's keeping us from our productivity, our performance, is like, how do you stay concentrated on something in a world full of distractions, like app notifications, social media alerts, in a world where, you know, I did a podcast interviewing Dr. BJ Fogg out of Stanford University, who has a research lab there on human behavior. And he's all about habits. And then we did an episode on how to create new habits and how to break old habits, because there's a different process for it. And actually, when you talk about habitual behaviors, one of his students co-founded Instagram. And you think about somebody told me that the average person opens up Instagram 150 times a day.
Oh my God.
And if you're not doing it that much, that means, because I'm definitely not, somebody else is doing it a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. Because they have all these behavioral psychologists that they pay so much money to really, you know, every like and share and comment, it's a dopamine flood, you know, through our nervous system, and it becomes an addiction. And I'm defining addiction practically, functionally, as just a behavior that is not empowering us and that we cannot stop, right? And
a cry for connection in some way. That's exactly. Most addictions are a cry for connection.
Absolutely. Some kind of like hurt or some kind of wound. And it's sometimes we were trying to get it through this fix, this temporary fix, which is interesting because I know Emily Fletcher talks about the difference between mindfulness and meditation. How mindfulness gets you out of stress in the moment, but true meditation will get rid of historical stress, like in trauma from our past.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And so going back to this, we have this digital distraction, which is a big challenge because it's driven by our smart devices. And you and I know, and we've seen, you know, the research and the studies. Our mutual friend, Brendan Burchard, did a big study on this also as well for high performance. Yeah. That we touch our phone, you know, the first thing in the morning. That's what most people do. I'll ask an audience how many people would, you know, touch their phone first thing, and it's the last thing they touch at night. And the problem is when you wake up in the morning, and you know this, you're in this relaxed, calm state of awareness. You're cycling through these alpha, these theta states. You're very suggestible, right? And I'm all about limiting the input the first hour of the day. You know what I mean? I don't want any input. If anything, I'm using the morning or the first hour or two to get output, to be creative, to think, to foster my vision. I want to limit the news and all that other stuff, because if you pick up your phone when you're in that suggestible, relaxed state, you're training, you're rewiring your brain, number one, for distraction. Every like, share, comment, cat video, whatever, it's just building those distraction muscles. Because again, focus is not something you have. It's something that you're building. It's something that's a process.
You do the focus as a gym quick tweetable. You do the focus. You don't have the focus. Yeah.
And it's all about taking nouns and turning them into verbs. Mm-hmm. taking those things, like you don't have energy, you do energy. You don't have motivation, you do motivation. You don't have focus, you do focus. And you just break it down to process. And again, that gives you your agency back, your power back. Because then you could do something as opposed to waking up and just saying, oh, I hope I have focus today. Or I hope I have a creativity so I can make videos or write my book or whatever, right? So you turn it into a process. But the second thing touching your phone in the morning does, the first hour of the day especially, is it rewires your brain to be reactive. You know, you're fighting fires. You get one message, text message, voicemail, email, whatever, social media message, and it could put you in a bad mood for the rest of your day, right? And it puts you on the defense, and that's the worst thing. You're reactive, and you're automatically, if you're touching your phone, you're a thermometer. You're gauging everything about what's going on in the world as opposed to you proactively, you know, being having your impact. And your email box, like Brendan Burchard says, your inbox is nothing but a convenient organizational system for other people's agenda for your life. I mean, just like, it's like, I call them truth bumps, right? This is just so real, but it's hard. And so you really need to set up your environment. And when I'm thinking about habits and motivation is a myth. Like it's, you know, it's you're pumping yourself up. But I think there is a sustainable drive that you could find. But part of it is finding your purpose. Part of it is having mental energy. So doing the 10 things that I talk about to raise your energy levels for your brain health. But the third thing is these habits. And habits really start with micro commitments. You know, when I'm thinking about making kind of behavioral change, and I talked about this on my podcast, is the episode we did on tiny habits. Like, you know, flossing it helps you to live longer, you know, and, you know, good dental, oral hygiene. And yet a lot of people don't, right? And so maybe it's this new thing, it's new behavior you need to add. But so don't try to get people to floss, you know, all their teeth. Just get them to floss one tooth, because I promise you, not going to just stop after one tooth. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing with reading. When I train people to read a book a week, I just say, yes, it's about 30 or 45 minutes a day to get through a book a week, which is surprisingly low. And that's if you're an average reader. And that's, you know, that's not even including if you, you know, take a, like one of our reading programs and you can do it in 15 minutes a day. But I don't even ask people to read 15 minutes a day. I just say, hey, read one sentence a day, you know, because it's the tiniest habits. Like, just get yourself to the gym, and you know, that's it. Just get yourself to the gym, and then you're going to work out, you know, once you're there, but you break it down.
It removes a lot of the mental resistance, right? Like I remember, it was a couple of weeks ago, Giovanni's like, I'm going to go for a run. And I said, I don't feel like it. He's like, just come for me for 5 minutes. I'm like, I could run for 5 minutes. And then we started running and he's like, okay, like, you know, 5 minutes, we're done. And I was like, no, we've just gotten started, you know? So it's that momentum. Like you just remove a little bit of that mental resistance just to start, like, just get yourself to the gym. And then as soon as you step in, you can go home, you know, but you know that when you get there, you're going to do maybe one rep or one exercise or something.
Yeah. And people could apply this towards their clients. Cause I know you have coaches that watch this and teachers or parents.
Yeah.
You know, with your children, just pick up one thing, you know, one thing, you start very small. Because little by little, a little becomes a lot. And the thing is it's the principle is the Zeigarnik effect. So the Zeigarnik effect is named after the psychologist. Her last name is Zeigarnik. She was in a European cafe and she noticed that the wait staff would remember everyone's orders until they were delivered. And once they were served, they would forget it. And she said that the mind doesn't like open loops, and that if you start something, you feel more of this impulse to be able to close that loop. And then once it's closed, and then so this is the idea, is just start somewhere, but start anywhere, and you're more likely not procrastinate. Mm-hmm. Procrastination is a big challenge for a lot of people. And I would say two things you could do is, number one, find your purpose, like reasons reap results. Like even reading, if you could just sensitize you and just really feel fully associated to the benefits of what you're going to get from doing those things. Because often the things that, it's so interesting, people, human behavior, because I think that the treasure that most people seek is hidden in the work that they're avoiding.
All right, Bettys, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.